Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has stiffened his resolve against North Korea, speaking of Pyongyang initiating warfare.
I will tell you this, if North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous. I'll tell you what, and they should be very nervous.
Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says he's making provisions for some sort of military response to a North Korean provocation, but the primary methods being employed right now remain diplomatic. A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea in an effort to challenge China's territorial claims there. Comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, and as the Trump administration is seeking China's help in dealing with the nuclear threat posed by Pyongyang. China, Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam are all involved in a long-standing dispute over rightful ownership of the busy waters of the South China Sea. Results of Kenya's presidential election expected today. Tuesday's presidential polling pitted incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta against opposition leader Raila Odinga. Provisional tallies released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead. Turkish authorities issuing arrest warrants for 35 journalists and media professionals suspected of links with the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was accused of masterminding last year's failed coup. 9 people have been arrested in the Turkish capital of Ankara in the latest crackdown on journalists. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration says it's searching for human smugglers who it says forced 120 Somalis and Ethiopians into the water as their vessel approached the coast of Yemen, causing more than 50 teenage migrants to drown. IOM spokesperson Olivia Hayden tells VOA the migrants knew they could die, but they were helpless to resist.
There was one lead smuggler who was directly instructing the migrants, but he did have other smugglers working on the boat with him who were armed with guns and other weapons. So the migrants had a choice. They would either be harmed more than they'd probably been already on the journey, shot, or jump into the sea. Some were actually physically pushed as well.
IOM says 29 people died, 22 are still missing, presumed drowned. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's heartbroken over the drowning of the dozens of migrants off the coast of Yemen. Migrants from Syria, Yemen, Haiti, and other stricken places around the world are leaving the U.S. in droves, trying to immigrate to Canada. This woman immigrated to the U.S. when she was a child from Haiti and is now seeking asylum in Canada.
They were cheers for me because since I was crying, she was crying too, because it's a life-changing for me. This is all I know, U.S., from my young age to now. That's all I know. So I don't know what's waiting for me over there.
Migrants say they are driven by the perception President Trump is making that the U.S. is a country that doesn't want migrants, while Canada, under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, is welcoming. Qatar's recent move to grant visa-free entry for nationals of 80 countries aimed at decreasing the impact of a diplomatic row with Saudi Arabia and other regional nations. Brookings Doha Center researcher Adel Abdelghafar said the sanctions on Qatar following the rift have brought many negative impacts on the country's economy.
First of all, in the financial system, in terms of the trading between the GCC banks, between Saudi banks, Emirati banks, and Qatari banks, that has ground to a halt. There was also a bit of a dollar shortage when the crisis happened. People went to the banks to grab foreign currency.
Qatari government has taken a series of measures like adjusting imports and exports and easing immigration control to keep itself afloat. The U.S. National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration says 2016 surpassed 2015 as the warmest year on record. Global sea levels also rose to their highest on record. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.